Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the very first session of our New Look Advocacy Sector Conversation for July 2020. My name is Melissa Hale, and I am the coordinator of the Disability Advocacy Resource Unit. Before I begin, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging. We are now living in a new world with a new normal due to COVID-19. Like all of you, DARU has had to review its program and the way we deliver our program to you. We know that the disability advocacy sector, its supporters, people with disabilities themselves, and the community and the government sector value the advocacy sector conversations. So we are pleased to be able to still bring this to you safely and online. We encourage your active participation today. So please type your questions in the Q&A box. And at the end of this session, I will be facilitating a Q&A session with our presenters. I hope you have all settled in comfortably with your blankets and slippers and warm cups of tea, because over the next few days, we have some fantastic presentations and some great presenters. I would like to introduce our first session. Women with Disabilities Victoria do absolutely amazing work in the advocacy space, promoting prevention strategies around women with disabilities who've experienced family violence. They have produced a suite of resources titled Our Right to Safety and Respect, which they will present to us all today. The presentation will promote best practice in supporting women with disability to recognise abuse, stay safe, and seek support if they are experiencing violence. In this presentation, you will have the opportunity to view the resources and how to use them, as well as the guidelines for developing resources relating to violence and abuse of women with disability. This workshop will be facilitated by the Our Right to Safety Resources Project Officer, Rosie Granlund, and Team Leader of Community Inclusion and Women Empowerment, Nadia Matiazzo. Please welcome Rosie and Nadia.
Hello, and welcome to Women with Disabilities Victoria's Our Right to Safety presentation. My name is Rosie Granlund, and I'm the project officer, and I'd like to thank the Disability Advocacy Resource Unit for inviting us to present today. The Our Right to Safety resources have been developed in consultation with women with disability through a series of forums facilitated by WDV and attended by women with really diverse experiences and perspectives. This diversity and expertise is reflected in the Our Right to Safety video guide, and guidelines that make up the resource package. We think that the resources are an important tool for advocates to have knowledge of and confidence in using, especially at the current time. And as a team, we're committed to promoting these resources to women with disability and the advocates and service providers who support our community across Victoria. Before we begin, we'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of this land, the Wurundjeri and Wadjuk nations, from which this presentation is taking place. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and we extend that respect to all people present. The material or discussion in this presentation may be confronting, and if you find any of the material in the presentation distressing, or you need help or support, you can call 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732. That's 1800 737 732. 732. Or you can go to their website, www.1800respect.org.au. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let us introduce ourselves before we start.